Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Get ready for a big weekend for many. It will be a three-day weekend with Columbus Day on Monday. Aaron, you'll be here though, right?
I'll be here.
Paul will be here. No. He set sail. He's going on a good ship lollipop to
He's gone.
Commemorate the holiday. You're not going to be with us Monday, Paul. Why weren't we informed?
he had planned on surprising us.
No, that's a good feeling. And I probably should have taken Monday off too. But anyway.
I'm sorry, I had a bear claw in my mouth.
Yes, the
Friday.
Oakmont Bakery delivery has.
Yum.
Thanks to Patrick O'Connor. Did you see what Patrick is wearing today?
He looks like a rap star.
Yeah.
That's a good...
It's the white sweatsuit.
That ensemble. Wow.
The baby blue.
And your partner over there, Pat Septak, is gigging again this weekend in the Lederhosen. This is the last of the Oktoberfest stuff.
He is wearing that new squeeze box out.
He did. How many? Can you bring Pat up,
yeah.
Aaron? Patrick, suit up. We need you. We're waiting for our hometown hero. So in the meantime.
Okay.
Last weekend, I want to give people an idea of you were like Elvis Presley, truly.
It felt like it, yes.
So give us the rundown.
Of last weekend?
Yeah, just a quick, you did like 5 gigs.
Yeah, but I can't remember them right now. I have to look them up here.
So you're thinking of this weekend,
hey,
huh?
By the way, I can tell you what I did last weekend. I watched 5 football games.
That's
so
how...
what are you going to do on your day off Monday? Nothing.
Very good,
Big
Larry.
Nothing burger.
I'm going to take a nice drive and go somewhere nice to go for a big walk. Like the state park, maybe. Moraine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
Okay, Elvis.
So I played at the 11th Hour Brewing Company, which is in Lawrenceville.
Yep.
That was on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I was up in Slippery Rock.
Down Slippery Rock.
Yes.
I heard there was a special attendee, your friend Daphne Turner.
Daphne Turner was there, as I found out later. Yes. Then I played at the Ringland Tavern in Scenery Hill, which is like an hour and a half away.
Hammered, as Marty would say.
And then on Sunday, I played for the Pittsburgh Golf Club. And these were all Oktoberfest, by the way.
Yeah, and you got a gig this weekend?
I do. I have one tonight at a nursing home in my hometown of Zeeley.
Are you wearing your Lederhosen?
No. No, this one's going to be an Italian gig.
Okay. Oh, well, Columbus
in honor of Columbus
weekend.
Day.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and Marty, you know what he'd say? Are they throwing their bras at you?
Yeah, I felt like Tom Jones.
All right. Well, good luck.
I can't believe your number one supporter was there, Pat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's commitment.
The yeah. Daffinator.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we'll let you get back to work. Sorry. Right.
Thank you.
Have a nice day off. Whatever.
So is it going to rain? The weather seems, you said the weather's going to be good for the game on Sunday?
I mean, it's not going to be bad, but they threw some showers in there that weren't in there.
Right. I was looking at that, but it's fine.
I'm like, where'd they come from?
That is so Pittsburgh. They just kind of show up. It's fine.
Let me take another closer look. It's saying 50-50 that there could be some showers, as long as they're not thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's fair.
But hopefully it'll come after the game. Kickoff is at 1. It's been almost a month since the Steelers have played in Hackershire.
Time is flying,
no,
though.
No, it has been a month.
That's so strange. I feel like we were just, you know, home opener.
Right.
But can't be surprised that time is flying that fast.
All right, we're going to try to track down our hometown hero. I want to talk to Dwayne Brown from an organization he founded. It's pretty amazing work he does. He's probably busy. He's probably working out.
I'd say so, and I'm sure I'll hear back from him. All right. So we'll get him on.
You got it. Coming up, and we're also going to check in with Josh Roundtree doing our play-by-play for our Friday night's game of the week. Bethel Park at Upper St. Clair. Monday, we will highlight our hometown heroes and get ready for next Wednesday's event at Rivers Casino's Event Center, which we will feature Jerome Bettis. Everybody knows the bus here, right? He literally needs no introduction.
Yeah, none.
And also, Lifetime Achievement Awardee Lucas Pyatt, a visionary who's put together an amazing development along the river called Esplanade that should break ground, if it hasn't already, this month. It's a 15-acre site next to Rivers Casino there along what has just become the Ohio River.
Again, I keep saying it. I'll continue to say it. I'm so excited for that grand opening.
We have a couple of surprises, too, for Wednesday night.
Oh,
yeah. You don't even know about it.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's a secret.
I'm ready.
Meanwhile, our hometown heroes, Melinda Calese, John Kolb, 4-time Super Bowl champ, offensive lineman for the Steelers, but also served in the National Guard, and he's still, after all this time, helping veterans. And you'll hear about his work. Bernard Alexander, who we talked to this week, who works through the University of Pittsburgh, as they say, he's a connector. He builds up the community. Yeah.
Nice.
And then Lynn Banaszak, who created a charity in the face of tragedy, and Dwayne Brown with this Two Tents Foundation program. So we'll catch you up on all of that on Monday. Meanwhile, what's going on in Gaza right now in Israel is the biggest story in the world.
It appears the 2-year Gaza war may be nearing an end. Israel's government formally approved the deal with Hamas earlier this morning. And according to the agreement, the ceasefire is expected to begin immediately. The Israeli military now has 24 hours to pull back its forces. President Trump says he'll travel to the Middle East on Sunday. And then the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners is expected to begin on Monday. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now. And Bradley, the U.S. is also sending hundreds of troops to Israel to help support the ceasefire, correct?
Right, Carissa, but those troops won't be going to Gaza. They will be close by, though, to provide extra muscle for this delicate agreement. And with phase one set to start, President Trump is now giving hints about what he wants to happen next.
Massive smoke plumes filled Gaza's skies hours after Israel's government approved the phase one ceasefire framework with Hamas that includes the release of all remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. negotiators, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner ahead of his government's vote.
Combine military and diplomatic pressure that isolated the Hamas, I think, has brought us to this point.
Israel is now tasked with pulling back its military forces to an agreed-upon line within a certain time frame. Hamas is expected to turn over the remaining 48 hostages, both alive and deceased, early next week.
The hostages will be coming back Monday or Tuesday. I hope to be there.
President Trump says he plans to leave Sunday for the Middle East, where he says he'll attend the official signing of the Phase 1 agreement in Egypt and deliver an address to Israel's parliament in Jerusalem. When asked what Phase 2 next steps might look like, the president had this to say.
There will be disarming. There will be pullbacks.
Around 200 U.S. service members are headed to the region to support and monitor implementation of the ceasefire agreement, though administration officials say U.S. troops will not enter Gaza. As part of the deal, Hamas leaders say Israel will release 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and open border crossings with Egypt to allow aid to get into Gaza. A UN official says more than 100,000 tons of medicine and other supplies are ready to go once that happens.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. And earlier we talked to a local rabbi, Israel Altin, and got his reaction to this, Aaron, and we posted that. And I highly recommend, if you have interest, go to our KDK radio website or download the free.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Odyssey app, and you can hear firsthand what he has to say about this. Since there are so many direct connections between our Jewish community in Pittsburgh and Israel. This weekend, the Columbus Day Parade starts at 11 in Little Italy, Bloomfield. When's the last time you've been there?
I've never been.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to make my way.
You're married to an Italian-American.
I am.
You like Italian food.
I do. I don't even know if he's been to one, so we'll have to
put that on your effort. On your list.
Yes.
Things to do.
Things to do past the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
Yeah, so you live in the East, mm-hmm. and it's funny because you say that, but, you know, I'm a lifelong resident. There are places in the South Hills that I've never been, only heard about, and vice versa for people from the South. I don't know why that is. People
like, you can just get stuck.
Oh, I can't go out there. That's, yeah. I have to cross two rivers. My God. How am
it's
I going to do it? Like, Ross Park Mall has Nordstrom's. That's the only one in the region.
The only one.
So if somebody wants to go to Nordstrom's or... Yeah, you got to
make that drive.
People have told me tales where they have never been and they lived there all their lives. And it's just like a scary place.
Yeah, there's some weird, you know, examples, because I think a lot of people, you get in a routine, even with your weekends. You're like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the same old diner, same old little theater on the corner up there. You know, everyone has their own routine, kind of.
That's true. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Josh Roundtree about our Friday night's game of the week. Friday Night Lights tonight here on KDKA. It's Bethel Park at Upper St. Clair. And we'll talk to him after the news update with Paul Rasmussen. And in between, Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. We'll check in with Marty here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's get you ready for our Friday Night Lights Game of the Week here on KDKA. And our play-by-play voice, Josh Roundtree, who's not just a voice. You can see him on our live stream, KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Oh, I'm good now. It's Friday. My show's about to wrap up. Head to Tallahassee, Florida for Pitt and Florida State tomorrow. They got a noon kickoff. And did you happen to see, before we dive into tonight's game, this young quarterback for Pitt, Mason Heichel, a true freshman, 18 years old, was in literally high school last year. A bunch of his friends came over from Oregon, Ohio to see him. What'd you think of that performance?
It was something to watch. He, you know, early on, like the first snap that he took, he kind of has that, he kind of looks like a deer when he's running. You know, he's kind of all over the place, and it looked a little shaky, but then, you know, he starts like firing darts to people and he's running for first downs, and you're like, all right, this is kind of like a, it's like a controlled chaos with him. And he kind of settled down as it went on. And obviously, I mean, they played phenomenal in that game against Boston College, and he was a big part of it. So we'll see. I mean, you know, you got to take these things in stride. It was his first game. Boston College had probably never seen him play before at all. And we'll see. Like, I think now is the next step for him on, you know, now that there's film out, how does he adjust? How do teams adjust to him? But as far as debuts go, that's about as good as you could hope for. And I think it's something really promising, certainly for Pitt, that they have, you know, a young guy that obviously has some skill sets that they can work with and that they can continue to grow.
Yeah, he threw for 340 yards, four touchdowns, and on his first drive ever scored one. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but let's focus on tonight, our game of the week. Great rivalry, Bethel Park and Upper St. Clair. So tell us about the stars on this group of talented teams.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Upper St. Clair, I mean, for them, we had them 2 weeks ago on KDK, and they played Peters Township, another another of their rivals, and, you know, they almost had that game won. I mean, they had a chance, you know, a couple of cracks at the end zone to win the game late, and just couldn't get the ball over the goal line. Otherwise, you'd be talking about an undefeated, potentially number two ranked team behind Pine Richland right now in Class 5A. They lose that game close. I still think it's an Upper St. Clair team that could certainly make it to a championship game. They're really dynamic offensively, led by their quarterback, Ethan Hellman. He leads the WPIL, Larry, in passing yards so far this year, and he's done it by a pretty good margin as well. And he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He has 23 touchdowns and just one interception so far this season. So distributes the ball really, really well. They had a really good performance last week. I mean, they bounced back in a major way. They played a South Fayette team that is not a bad program, not a bad team. And they hung 50 on them and won the game by 36 points. So they're obviously a tough unit offensively. Defensively, they're really nasty, really physical. And they're going to see an offense on the other side in Bethel Park that is really dynamic as well. I mean, talk about 50 points for Upper St. Clair last week. Bethel Park, and they played a team that's really struggling in Baldwin, but they had 75 points, including 49 in the first quarter. I mean, they are really, really talented in the skill positions in particular. Bethel Park, their quarterback, Evan Devine, is a great story. He's seventh in the WPIL in passing yards right now. He didn't play football at all last year. He suffered an injury while on vacation last summer, and it was to his throwing shoulder, decided to not play football at all. He instead pursued golf, and he played golf and kind of got the bug for football again, came in, competed for the job, and won the starting job, and he's seventh in the district in passing yards right now. And they have a really good running back as well in David Dennison, who's coming up on 1,000 yards already here this season. He's just really, really talented, does a lot of things for them, can catch the ball out of the backfield, certainly good just in general with the ball in his hands, and he's averaging over 140 yards a game. So it's a really balanced group from Bethel Park, probably a little bit more balanced than Upper St. Clair is with their passing attack, kind of leading the way for the Panthers. But I think it makes for a really fun matchup, and ultimately it's a rivalry game. It's Bethel and St. Clair, and these two kids, these two teams have kids who know each other. They see each other, you know, around, and that certainly makes it a heck of a matchup here on Friday night.
And that said, how are you enjoying working with the team? Like Coach Johnny Lee, is he fun or what? And Donnie football and...
Yeah, you know, I've known Johnny for a long time. We share a birthday, so we're very very in tune with one another. And you know, he comes in and Johnny does his thing, and we have, you know, Donnie on the sideline who is fantastic breaking things down and getting reports up to us. And I also should mention too, we have just a great overall team. Our production side with PJ Comanchik and Tom Catanzarite, T-Bird engineering for us. And I think we have the best spotter in the game in Kevin Sherry, who spots for me. And, you know, it makes things so much easier for my life and makes the game so much better. So it's a huge team effort. Ben Tenuta, obviously, our whole pregame team with Paul Alexander and Carlos Zofko, Greg Finley at halftime. I mean, it's a big operation. I think we bring you know, the best high school football coverage in the region.
No question. Greg Finley and I were talking early this morning, and he said, Larry, we're only – few weeks away from playoffs in high school football. So it's getting down to it. These games mean so much. All right.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, you look at this game tonight, Larry, it's a big one in that conference. I mean, with 5A, there's not a lot of teams that, you know, get to make the playoffs. They get 12 teams into the playoffs. And there's going to be, in this Allegheny Six conference where we'll be tonight, there's going to be a couple of good teams potentially that get left out of the playoffs, unfortunately. So games like tonight end up being really, really critical, even though there's still a couple of weeks left after it.
Game on. KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Our free Odyssey app, AUDACY, and check out our live stream. Have a great game. Tell the guys I said hello, Josh.
Will do. Thanks, Larry.
Josh Roundtree, the play-by-play voice of our high school football highlights and game of the week.
Israel's government says a ceasefire is now in effect in Gaza. Its military has finished now, pulling back as agreed in the first phase of their peace deal with Hamas.
President Trump says he plans to leave Sunday for the Middle East, where he says he'll attend the official signing of the Phase 1 agreement in Egypt and deliver an address to Israel's parliament in Jerusalem.
And a lot of people hoping this all happens as planned now.
So far, so good. Construction underway now. The first stars being installed at the new Pittsburgh Walk of Fame in the Strip.
Yeah, and a Monday on the 20th, so a week from this coming Monday, Michael Keaton will be here. He is one of the initial stars, and yeah, I saw the installation process going on down there. It's going to be an attraction.
Last night at PPG Paints Arena.
Banks it forward for Malkin. Outlet pass. Springs Brazo. He's got a step. Backhander scores!
So the Pens win their home opener. They're 2-0, and they'll welcome the Rangers tomorrow night.
And then we have a nice weekend ahead. Tomorrow, Pitt at Florida State, Penn State hosting Northwestern, and Sunday, the Steelers and Browns.
All right, Paul, thanks. Have a great three-day weekend.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.